Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, Party Friday, that
party
is.
Today.
Chuck Bonniewell here, Julie Hayden over there. It's the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. So we have...
All right, we have with us the... Colorado Republican grassroots messiah, Dave Williams. Republican Party chair. He's been garnering a lot of attention. Not at all complimentary, but that's a good thing because you get it from the left-wing media and the anti-shoots media and the complimentary, you know you've done many bad things. And so Dave has where it counts. Donald Trump came out with an enormous... support of him on Truth Social, saying he's doing a great job because everyone's attacking him for bringing a powerful voice to Colorado MAGA. So he's made the Hajj to Washington, D.C. To meet the other holy men. And so welcome.
Hey, Dave, thanks for your time this Friday.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on. It's been an exciting week or two so far.
I was seeing.
Tell us who you sold out to.
Yeah, no. Did you do any insider trading when you were there? No, just kidding.
Okay, got a tip for us? Any kind of?
No. I look. You know, when you run for Congress, you do want to go meet with other groups and other individuals or congressional leaders that may be interested in helping out. And Lauren Boebert was kind enough to help lead me around and, you know, meet with other people that want to make sure we have America First grassroots candidates in Congress. The FISA vote today is proof of that.
Exactly. Doug Lamborn, who, you know, is leaving CD5, voted for continued spying on us
without a warrant.
It's like, you know, what, 278,000 cases of documented abuse by the FBI. And Doug Lamborn said, let's keep that rolling, man. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so important about this. When you saw that vote, it was a tie vote, 12-12, and then, of course, Speaker Johnson voting to kill it. It should dawn on everyone how important it is we get good congressional leaders elected. And had I been elected 2 years ago against Doug, you know, you would have had a different outcome. I mean, that's to say what we already know, elections have consequences.
Well, I think if Greg Lopez had been there, he would have voted for the warrant. And so, you know, it's just, I don't know when he officially gets into office, but maybe before Monday, we're going to have a revote for the whole thing.
Well, no, he has to win the special election. I mean, he can't go in before June 25th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were attacked by, let's see, Denver Post, Colorado Politics, Colorado Sun. Advanced Colorado, Complete Colorado, and
the Anschutz Media Industrial Complex,
Left Wing,
Denver Post this morning.
Oh yeah, your front page. That's super. and the only one that I can find who is supportive of you is I checked my morning Rhino Watch. Rhino Watch is 100% behind you, but everybody accuses them of being your toady anyway. But they were 100% behind you. What do you say to this litany of and also The Guardian, CNN, Washington Post, San Francisco Chronicle? I mean, you made the entire country, if not international news.
What your response, Dave? We'll just let you take.
I'm more than happy to be the enemy of the media. And I think I'm in good company with President Trump and other good patriots across the country that are fighting back. When the media doesn't like you, then you know you're on the right track. These people are communists. They don't They don't care about anything other than pushing a narrative that benefits Democrats and the status quo. So if they're attacking me, that means I'm doing my job.
Well, and of course, they're citing the usual litany of traitors in the Republican Party. Former chair, Christy Burton Brown.
Who, by the way, is under investigation. I mean, an accused of financial abuse and fraud. But I mean, so it's not like she's some sort of, I mean, they didn't even mention that.
Yeah. And then you had Hall Torf demanding his resignation. You had Gabe Evans up here. And here's something I didn't know. I've known Sandra Fish for 30 years, I guess. That's a long time.
No, Sandra Fish?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because she's been with a lot of publications.
Okay.
And I dealt with her when we did the Parable lawsuit. She covered it for The Sun, bringing her purple hair in. And I've never seen a more disingenuous, biased, unfair writer ever. And I didn't know till everybody told me she's one of the fairest reporters in all of Colorado. Tough, but very fair. You know, that's what Christy Burton Brown said. She's, and Barb Kirkmeyer said, superb reporter, just superb. How could we possibly not allow Sandy, as we like to call her, Sandy to report and trash the Republican convention or assembly?
Yeah, it's a sad day for our party. Well, maybe a good day because it is exposing these people. But those people are rhinos.
Right.
Gordon Brown, Barb Kirkmeyer, any of those people standing up and protecting the press. I mean, think about that. These guys have jumped the shark here. You were there at the state convention when I even invoked the press. It got 2,000 people on their feet to boo.
Right.
And just show their disdain for the fourth estate, as they call themselves. There's just an extension of the Democrat Party, and we all know it. But here you are. You have the sycophants in our party who think that if they suck up to the media, they're going to get favorable coverage. It's like that Winston Churchill quote where, if they feed the alligator everyone else, they'll get eaten last, right? It's ridiculous.
Right.
These people we should not listen to them, and we need to kick them out of our party.
Well, and one other thing, too, I mean, I wanted to bring out, so, the FEC, Kelly Maher emerged from
our Kelly Maher from
hiding or from retirement with her goat farm, formed a PAC, Restoring Standards. And we did a little
and
bit.
And she reported a PAC because she makes easily five figures. She has no two dimes to rub together. So she started a pack.
Well, she did. Yeah, she was.
She started a pack.
But they filed an FEC complaint against you. But Deborah, are you aware of this? The people, the law firm that is behind her, the law firm that did the filing for her, the head guy, it's a group by the name of West Group Law Firm. The lead attorney there is Jonathan Anderson. Well, this group of people were the bad actors that were slapped with the largest ever federal elections campaign violation fine ever in Colorado.
Jonathan Anderson set up Colorado Pioneer Action.
Bob Beaupre's dark money laundering group. So,
and their special consultant was
Kelly Maher. So did you know that about these guys? Maybe you did.
It doesn't surprise me, though. These are the usual suspects that are trying to elect anti-Trump Republicans who will go on to Congress and vote for FISA warrants that harm Americans and violate our civil liberties. These are the same people that have been ruining our party for hundreds of years, quite frankly, and have allowed Democrats to get away with murder. These people are not worthy of public office. They're not worthy of our attention. They're not worthy of us listening to anything they have to say. They're selling us down the river. They're helping to bankrupt our country. And you'd think, just from the coverage that they get, that they're somehow the adults in the room, when in fact they're the children throwing temper tantrums because we've had enough in the grassroots and we take note.
Well, didn't you know that Colorado hasn't elected anybody to statewide office since 2016? And we've got the lowest number of Republicans and somehow the mere fact that these are the people who did that is ignored. And somehow you have come in as a breath of fresh air. It's your fault that they suck.
Yeah, I mean, it's not lost on me. These guys have controlled the party for years. and they like to talk about how they're the successful one. But here we are, three successive elections where we've suffered worse and worse losses historically. Yet it's the grassroots fault.
Yeah.
Well, it's Trump's fault. Dick Wylums fills us in, as he always does, that it's really Trump's fault.
Right.
You know, once Trump is gone and we can come back.
No, he actually likes Trump.
Mitt Romney and McCain type people. Everything will be great. Colorado will go back to being the purple state it once was.
The truth is Barb Kirkmeyer, Chrissy Burton Brown, these sycophant bootlicking Republicans who want to bow to the press, they have more in common with Democrats. They have more in common with big government than they actually do the voters they claim they want to serve. They're terrible hypocrites who lie to the base. And then when they get into power, they sell you down the river. They increase your taxes and violate your civil liberties. That's what we got to stop.
Well, and you know, and this is the same group. They cry unity, unity. But again, this Jonathan Anderson, these are the people who formed and funded and helped set up the entities. Again, it was Bob Beaupre, Pioneer Action Committee, laundering dark money with those vicious ads against Janet Joshi, Lori Sane. I mean, the same people who cry
got
unity.
Bob Gardner and Larry Liston elected.
Yeah, right. Notice how they only go vicious on Republicans. They
right.
never yes. have this kind of fire in the belly
no.
when it's Democrats. When it's right. Democrats, they always want to do kid gloves. When it's a conservative, yeah, they go scorched earth. It kind of
right.
makes you wonder where their loyalties lie.
The idiots in the press who are breathlessly talking to Kelly Maher and quoting Kelly Maher neglect to mention that Kelly Maher and this Jonathan Anderson were part of. I mean, this is the Matt Arnold pursuit that they were. I mean, tens of thousands, the biggest fine ever in Colorado for violating campaign laws. I don't mention, and that was just 2017. It wasn't like 100 years ago, right? Some of the same reporters who covered that are the reporters who were breathlessly interviewing Kelly Maher about how awful what you're doing is. I mean, none of them mentioned that. It's just, it's astonishing to me the degree of corruption there.
Kelly Maher is a part of that media cabal. She's a
right.
token Republican who is brought on to bash against other conservative Republicans.
Right.
That's her whole goal. She gets paid to fight and defeat Republicans. She doesn't care if Democrats are in power. Quite frankly, they're the ones that give her attention
right.
and help give her notoriety and even money. So
right.
Well, luckily, we do have some people on our side, like the Independence Institute and that red meat
yeah.
conservative, John Caldera.
This is what we call controlled opposition. These
yeah.
people
mm-hmm.
are brought in by our enemies, by our opponents, to make it look like you have the illusion of choice, that these people are going to stand up to the very powers that be that are ruining our state. And when in fact they always fold, they cave, they capitulate, they apologize for our values. And I think
right.
that's why we've taken over. I think the,
right.
the light has come on for the base and they're trying to have us go in a different direction. I'm more than honored to have President Trump in our corner, you know, saying, hey, we're taking it to them. And Dave's helping to lead the charge here in Colorado.
Well, and Richard Holdorf made it sound like, I mean, we were at the convention, right? Like you said, it was many of these resolutions that you passed, the booing of the media, all that, it was like you're almost unanimous. Maybe Richard Holdorf wasn't standing up, but everybody else was. And they make it sound as if you don't have any support. And I think one thing that I want everyone listening to the show is you have the solid support of the vast majority of Republicans. I mean, that's how you got to where you are, right? And I mean, because you're elected by delegates who are in turn elected by people who don't go to these assemblies, and they try to make it sound like, you know, you're just this lone person, just like they try to make it sound like Donald Trump has no support in Colorado, where, you know, I know the Trump campaign people have polls that show Trump is within striking.
Well, he
distance.
Got when the recommendation was given, Dave Hill said, hey, do we want to endorse Trump? Well, 2/3 of the people want to endorse Trump. And so, you know, that's...
Yeah, but that's you being... You know that, Dave, they all started saying dictator. So there must have been a memo that went out calling you a dictator.
Yeah, it's weird. I've never seen a dictator allow votes in debate. You know? I mean, here's the deal. These people who are against what we're doing, they're standing in opposition to the vast majority of convention delegates who voted for these things and the leader of our party, the nominee, the
right.
president of the United States, who's going to be the 47th come November. They're saying, no, 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 you're wrong. Let's listen to the corrupt, sold out Dick Wadhams wing of our party and not the, you know, the people that are actually in charge leading us in a new grassroots direction. I've never seen this before. I've never seen people so desperate that they're actually going against the near unanimous majority and the leader of the free world, or soon to be the leader of the free world again.
No. Oh, I know. And I think so much has happened. It's interesting, you know, the story, you know, attacking grassroots Republicans and you in Colorado and the Denver Post. You know, I was talking to people about it today. And no one saw it because no one reads the Denver Post anymore. I mean, I see it because that's kind of what I do. But people are like, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. I haven't looked at the Denver Post in years. And I think, like you said, they're desperate and they're becoming increasingly desperate and also increasingly blundering, I think. You know, just I mean, these attacks are just so silly. And I think you do a good job handling it. You must get tiresome, but...
Yeah, they didn't go after you too badly on the Jeff and Bill show. Jeff was kindly, and Bill didn't have the nerve to attack you, so that was nice.
Jeff and Bill, my experience with them is they've asked me fair questions, and I don't mind answering any question that I get. But what I do think is objectionable are the hypocrites in the legislature in our party. Right.
Right.
I mean, I'll harp on Barb Kirkmeyer. She calls me a bully. God, she's the biggest bully in that building. You cross her, she'll go nuts on you. I could tell you stories about how there are Senate colleagues that don't cross paths with her because she can become irate and really flex her muscle. The problem with those folks is they don't care about you. I can't stress this enough. They should not be Republican. They do not care about you. They will sell you out every chance they get, and they do. I swear to God, go look at all the pictures that some of those people in that legislature, they're all mucking it up with Democrats, having a good time taking your money when you're having a tough time paying for your bills, paying for your mortgage, or making ends meet. These people are sick, and they don't deserve our support anymore, and I don't mind exposing them.
No, well, and it is. It's sort of like this has become, it's kind of like what Trump has done in terms of, you know, red pilling people and exposing things. I think this has done the past year in Colorado Republican politics has done the same thing. The people who have been able to hide as, you know, as the rhinos, and they've been revealed as rhinos. I mean, we talked yesterday, Monday, with Mark Hampton from Parker Conservatives, you know, about Deborah Flora promising and promising and promising.
And he had the receipts.
Yeah, yeah. And he had the emails to go through the assembly process and then not. And then she's going to attack you for kicking Sandra Fish out when Sandra Fish lied to come. I mean, it's been actually interesting to watch. And again, just from what we see, and I go to these county party meetings, there are way more of us than there are of them. And that's why they're running scared.
I don't get it. I've never seen this kind of level of defense coming from so-called Republicans for a media that is wildly unpopular. I don't even think the media is, I think they're less popular than even Congress, right? If you
right.
look at their approval rating, that's the least trusted institution in America. And for good reason, because these guys lie and spin narratives that only tend to, you know, benefit our opponents, the Democrats. But here you are, you have Republicans saying, oh, no, no, this is terrible. That's why we lose, guys, because we allow these chumps in the media to smack us around and get away with, you know, lies and deception. And we don't have to do that. These people are not the press. There are very few journalists left out there. What you have instead are propagandists working for Democrats who masquerade as journalists.
Well,
and we don't have to associate with them.
No, and what you're doing that's so important. Remember, years ago, our Democrat strategist friend Ted Trimpa said, Republicans will start winning when they actually start fighting to win. He's like, they're not winning, not because they don't really care if they win or not, right? And I think that's exactly what's happening. These people don't care if they win or not. They just want to hold on to their power. And one of the reasons we're winning now and we're winning here in Colorado is because we have leadership like you and you know, backed by all kinds of great people out there who are working with the party, not against it, who actually want to win. And I think, you know, maybe the Democrats are scared too a little bit, you know? I mean, that the Republican Party has woken up.
Kirk Meyer lost her race 2 years ago, you know, in part because of libertarians, but let me just give it to you plainly. She lost because she was afraid of what people thought about her. Yeah. Pure and simple. She wanted to be the candidate like Mitt Romney who could give the best concession speech, right? That was her whole goal, to be this some made-up statesman-type politician instead of someone who was going to go out there and fight for the very people she wanted to serve, or so she claimed. That's the problem with our Republican Party in Colorado and nationally. We have too many feckless leaders who are afraid to go toe-to-toe with our opponents. And ultimately, it comes down to them just wanting to be liked by a bunch of people who are never going to like them. These are pundits and press and media that they're never going to earn their support, because guess what?
Well, they'll earn their support against grassroots Republicans.
Well, but that's not going to do anything. You're never going to see U.S. Senator Barb Kirkmeyer. You're never going to see, you know, President Mitt Romney or President John McCain. And that's for a reason. So you're never going to out-Democrat the Democrats on our side. For a long time, with the Dick Wadhams wing of our party, has failed to really accept that. And, you know, it's come high time that we just start calling these people out.
Well, it's always interesting, you know, you ask the average Republican, they'll tell you that, you know, Colorado politics is pro-Republican. And you kind of go, well, if it's pro-Republican...
The website, you mean.
The website. If it's pro-Republican, how come the editor is somebody who used to work at the Washington Post? I mean, you have people brought in from the left. And what product are you going to get? You're going to get left-wing press. That's what you're going to get.
At best, that publication is, I wouldn't say favors Republicans. It favors corporatists. Right?
Yes. Perfect. Yes.
It favors Democrats. It just does favor Democrats.
Well, definitely Democrats, but they'll throw in token support for Republicans that don't embarrass them. I mean, look, I hate to get class warfare on everyone here, but there is something to country club Republicans, right? Country club types that are just better than the base, or at least they think they're better than the base. And that's the thing that you see. That's what you see playing out right now. Barb Kirkmeyer, I'll pick on her some more. The only reason she's, you know, whining about all this is because she wants to virtue signal to the very people that she hangs out with at junkets. So when someone comes up to her and says, oh, that Dave Williams, he's awful, she can say, oh, yeah, I said that early on. You know, how dare he kick out the purple-haired, you know, press lady who lies
about it. They did criticize you for hair shaming. Jeff and Bill said you shouldn't have pointed out a purple hair.
No, but and you're right. Well, and I think, oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I'll leave it. I guess I can not leave it at that, but that's my main point. These people, they would rather hang out with elitists in, you know, party settings. And I don't mean like political party. I mean like junkets and, you know, high-end party types, and rather than hang out with the base and the people that they're...
Well, you can't blame them. Yeah, you can't blame them.
Well, you know, and to kind of wrap up, because I know you're really busy, but to go back to the main
point... Being attacked by everybody.
You have to go see how many attacks have come in the past 5 minutes. Though it matters. I mean, because again, if you were in Congress instead of Doug Lamborn, right now the FBI, the House would have passed an authorization that would have required the FBI to get a warrant before they spied on American citizens.
Of course they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't. don't want them to.
Yeah.
The fact that there are Republicans, even Democrats, would say, oh, no, if the FBI thinks they should spy on you, they should just be able to go ahead. I mean, we've seen what they did. And that's why it matters, right? I mean, and again, I think it, you know,
Give me your thought on it. Tucker Carlson had about a 15-minute discussion on Mike Johnson. So Mike Johnson, McCarthy's thrown out. The Republican base wants two things. They want the southern border closed, and they want the stop to massive tens of billions of dollars are going to Ukraine, along with a massive Democratic budget. What does Mike Johnson do? He shepherds through the huge continuing resolution, which gives the Democrats everything they want, with a few minor throwaways to Republicans. He has decided that we must allow the FBI to do whatever they want for searching at us without any limitation. And he doesn't care about the southern border anymore. I mean, do they have things on these people, or is it a money transfer? Is it?
I couldn't tell you if they got anything on Mike Johnson or anyone. I'm sure. Look, I mean, I don't have to remind you of J. Edgar Hoover having a file on everyone in government. So I'm sure there's that stuff going on. But I think Mike Johnson specifically is in an impossible situation. He has to deal with, and it, look, I have to deal with it. I have to deal with the sellout moderates like Barb Kirkmeyer, who are always going to cause trouble because they don't like, you know, conservatives or conservative things. Mike Johnson, you know, he's probably getting, I'm speculating, I don't know, but he's probably being told by the moderates in Congress that if you don't do this, we're just going to go ahead and side with Democrats and you're going to get something worse. That's sort of, I bet you that's the threat
that could be.
That's being leveled.
Well, okay, then let him do it. I mean, just don't go on there and betray everybody on everything. I mean, everything. Ukraine funding is coming. NASA, they passed Ukraine funding saying we'll take it out of, you know, the 80,000 IRS agents that they're supposed to be hiring. Okay, and you pass the Senate, and Chuck Schumer says no. They go, okay, well, that's over now. Let's see. What if we do it on the backs of the average citizen?
Well,
okay.
I'm not saying what he's doing is the way to go. I'm speculating that he's probably giving in because he's trying in his imperfect way to keep a conference together that, let's face it, is just divided. I think there is an identity crisis amongst the Republicans.
Yeah, but why does the other side always win? I mean, remember,
well, they
you may remember
win.
It one time. You may have remembered one time Paul Runyon was considered Ryan was considered a grassroots type of guy, just a conservative. Yeah, well, McCarthy was going to be. Why do they always turn rotten?
Well, until they elect a Dave Williams for House Speaker.
There you go.
Well, there you go. There you go. Then you can sell us out.
No, he won't sell us out. Hey, Dave, listen, we'll let you go. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you
keep up the good work.
Yeah, and you know, in the tough times, remember that there are more, way more people who support you than like the handful that oppose you. So thank you.
Sure. You bet. I appreciate it. And look, if they don't like the purple hair comment, then maybe they should change. She should change her hair color.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, which is easy to do these days. Dave, thank you much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
all right. Yep. Dave Williams there. And we are going to talk more on Monday with Matt Arnold, who was the one who filed the lawsuit. Because to me, it's appalling that the people, the bad actors surrounding the whole Bob Beaupre Pioneer Action Committee thing, who, as I said, were fined tens of thousands of dollars for all kinds of FEC and campaign violations, are the same exact people who are now filing this frivolous complaint against Dave,
yeah.
Right? And no one mentions that, right? No one mentions that. And they're the same ones who have been filing behind vicious anti-Republican
right.
ads. I mean, the
Unity.
Yeah, exactly. Who cry Unity. So we're going to talk about that.
In fact, we got there was a thing in Rhino Watch where it said, from Mrs. Bob Beaupre saying, we must unify. And you kind of go, do you remember Colorado Pioneer Action
Committee? Right.
Was that a unity deal?
Sandra is what? So last week, and this was all over in the media, Kelly Maher, who is a rhino, filed a Federal Election Commission complaint against Dave, saying, I mean, it was just saying that he was using essentially some party resources or emails or something to talk about his congressional campaign, right? It's completely frivolous. It's based on nothing. But the media all reported it, right? She was on with Mandy McConnell, all these other stations and websites
Rush,
reported on
Rush
it.
To reason.
Yeah, Rush to Reason. But none of them mentioned the fact that these were the, again, they're just the worst actors there are, the bad actors who themselves were found guilty of all kinds of campaign violations and finance violations because they were laundering dark money to be used to attack Republicans. So, I mean, it's just, it's, and again, when you look at some of the things they did in Matt Arnold, well, and then they tried to not ever pay it, right? I'm not even sure they have paid it. So they're,
we'll find out from Matt.
Matt Arnold will be on to explain that. Wanted to talk a little bit more about the FISA thing. Because there's kind of good news in the whole thing. So remember on Monday, let me finish.
What was the good news?
Well, they're voting again.
Well, if they shoot it down, that's good news. But if it's going to be the same thing again, that's not good
news.
Well,
it's potential good news.
Okay.
There's a potential for good news. So we talked about this on Wednesday, that law that allows essentially the FBI to spy on American citizens without a warrant should run out next week. Now, why anyone is even trying to reauthorize it, you know, to me, it's like, just vote no. We don't need to reauthorize this.
Just vote no.
Just vote no. Kill FISA. But Mike Johnson was defeated on Monday, brought it back. And one of the things that they voted for, they would only reauthorize it for 2 years, which is good because then if Trump is elected, he can kill it, right? It doesn't extend past, I know. But so there's that. But then they also had a separate vote. Well, there were, what, 126 Republicans who voted to allow the FBI to continue spying on us, including Doug Lamborn. Lauren Boebert voted against it, but Doug Lamborn. But Lauren explains that what they did is they pulled, thankfully, kind of a tricky procedural thing. So they're going to have another vote on Monday about, they tried to separate out and say, okay, well, we're going to reauthorize it, but the FBI still has to get a warrant. And once again, Doug Lamborn joined, you know, some 212, you know, people who said, okay, that's cool with me if the FBI could spy on you without a warrant.
Yeah, you know, split more or less between Democrats and Republicans. I mean, it was...
Right. Yeah, why? Anyway, vote for it. But I think we have Lauren Boebert talks about that. And Doug, if you could please play the Boebert soundbite. Do we have that?
Well, after 86 Republicans betrayed you, the American people, today, saying that the federal government does not need a warrant to start a query or illegally spy on you or tap your phones or whatever they want to do, well, my girl, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida, forced a procedural vote on the overall bill for FISA, and now that bill cannot be sent to the Senate until we take another vote on the warrant amendment for FISA on Monday. That means we need you, the American people, putting pressure on these 86 Republicans who sold you out today all weekend long. Do not relent. We have your back here in Washington, D.C., but this weekend, we need you doing your part and making sure that your voice, we the people, are heard on this. Do not relent. Don't let up. Don't draw back. Now is the time to press in. We are winning on this issue.
Of course. And so, Jacob, to answer your comment, so yes, it passed without warrants. But then, as Lauren just explained, they pulled a procedural kind of scheme and they are going to force another vote on Monday on the warrant amendment.
Well, there are three votes. First, they passed FISA, but with the agreement that you're going to have one that could add warrants to it. That was the one taken today, 212 to 212, and the speaker broke the tie. Because procedural, have another revote on the warrant on Monday. And so the FBI will be going through all of its
the FBI
dirt files.
All of the Republicans, Lauren Boebert's going to be arrested this weekend.
It's hard to blackmail Lauren Boebert. I'll tell you that. It's hard to blackmail Lauren Boebert.
But it's not funny, right? Well, and here's why it's not funny. The Charlie Kirk and some of those people did a great job. And we talked a little bit about it, too, going into the Wayback Machine into 2021 when the Department of Justice released its own report on the FISA violations. And they found not one, not two, not a couple dozen instances where the FBI was breaking its own rules, which few there are. I mean, it's hard to break when you can do anything you want. It's rather hard to break that, but they did 278,000 times.
And that was just on a Monday.
And that's just what they were. That was from the Department of Justice, right? That's just the ones that were so outrageous that they had to acknowledge them. If we could please play Doug the FISA abuse soundbite. This is from 2021.
With the breaking details. Good evening, David. Brett, good evening. This story is quite something. This court document released just a few hours ago found that the FBI misused a popular digital surveillance tool on everyday Americans more than 278,000 times in 2020 going into 2021. We're specifically talking about Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, also known as FISA. It gives the FBI and other agencies the ability to digitally surveil without a court order or a warrant. We now know the FBI used the tool on people connected to the civil unrest following the death of George Floyd on the streets of the United States, those involved in the January 6th Capitol attack, even political donors. According to the court, a redacted name or names, quote, conducted a batch query for over 19,000 donors to a congressional campaign.
I mean, think about that. So the FBI is now conducting inquiries and they're spying on people who are contributing to congressional candidates they don't like. We saw what they've done to Donald Trump. It is outrageous to me. And they say, oh, well, we need to use it to spy on the drug cartels. Well,
they need it to prevent fentanyl coming to the country. Yeah,
maybe they just close the border.
Guys could help close the border rather than...
Spy. I mean, so somehow spying on Americans is going to stop the cartels? I would just, like you say, close the border. That seems like a much more direct kind of thing. So that'll be going on Monday. Hopefully, and James's was at House Resolution. You know, James, I don't know what House resolution it was, but it was the one, there was one, an amendment was raised about the warrants. Why anyone would say, no, the FBI doesn't need a warrant is beyond me.
Because they sometimes have to ask
that. They hire the warrants anyway, right? Maybe like we could just save trouble. Hey, wanted a couple of things going on in the Colorado legislature. Good news, it's Party Friday. And we've talked a little bit before about this anti-charter school amendment they were passing, essentially designed to try to destroy and take over charter schools.
Well, they were going to prevent, one of the things charter schools can do is the district has to notify of any vacant buildings they have that they might be able to take over. Wanted to end that. No more notification, no more getting those buildings. They wanted to be able to revoke charters much easier. They wanted to prevent them from getting charters in the first place. And then they had some what looked like good governance ones kind of throw in. Okay, a third have to be parents and somebody in the school. But that's all fig leaf stuff for all the stuff that would destroy the part.
Exactly. They just want to make it increasingly difficult, kind of like with firearms, right? They want to make it harder and harder and harder. They wanted to make it harder and harder and harder to be a charter school. Well, that died. I think and it went down. And Polis had indicated he was going to veto it. So I think, again, one thing kind of saving us.
What do you think really went on?
I think Polis told him he wouldn't sign it. No, what do you think went on?
Nothing gets submitted on the floor without Polis's approval.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, gets on the floor. It got on the floor.
No, he wanted it killed so it didn't get to his desk.
No. He wanted them to introduce it and get a lot of publicity so he could say kill it.
Oh, so tricky.
You've got to learn these things, Julie.
Tricky.
You've got to learn these things.
He was going to kill it all along.
Well, yes.
One thing saving us from a complete communist takeover in Colorado was the fact that Jared Polis wants to be president. Yeah. And he knows that there's a lot of support out there.
But normally we can get Scott Bottoms or another. But normally, they would have brought it to him. They bring all the things, all the bills.
Yeah, he
would have said,
So he was tricky. He wanted him to bring it up. And then he turned around and said, all right, Jared Polis will save charter schools. That's probably exactly what happened. Well, that's not helping us out on the gun legislation. They passed out of committee a law that now goes to the full House that would ban so-called assault weapons. Although, according to the Colorado Republican Party, who put like a big alert out, that would ban essentially 90% of the guns that it's now legal to own in Colorado. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think they'll end up passing the whole thing, but because again, I don't think that would be enormously unpopular, and I don't know that Polis would allow that. But that's what's going on up at the Colorado legislature. That's just today, right?
That's just today.
I think the Democrats are worried that 2024 may not be the massive blue tsunami that they thought it would be and that they've already recently enjoyed. And I think they're trying to ram through safe injection sites, that's back up again. Okay. It looks like that's going through. They're trying to ram through all kinds of stuff. And we've had Brandi Bradley, Scott Bottoms on talking about that too. One other thing, too, you'll be happy to know in Denver, because we have so many illegal immigrants coming in, there's not enough money to pay for things. So they're going to start reopening rec centers and driver's license, Department of Motor Vehicle offices, but they're going to cut funding for the police. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What could go wrong with that?
No, nothing.
What could go wrong with that?
Yes.
So, again, rather than saying, I know, maybe that's
maybe
this
DEI office, you know, those people, maybe you could cut that.
And they're not planting flowers in the city parks.
We like ugly.
Right.
They're
dirt mounds. They're asking people to donate. Well, and then people.
Oh.
So here's what you do if you live in Denver. So you bring in the illegal immigrants, you let them live in your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get them to plant flowers for the city
that you donate.
I mean, it's just ludicrous. And it is so silly. No one ever raises their hand and city council and says, I have an idea. Why don't we just kind of do what some of the other cities do and say, you can't bring them here? And why don't we allow our police to inform ICE when they're here and arrest them and all those other kinds of things, right? And nobody says that. And then we could have more police. Maybe
we could have
some flowers. The rec centers would be open, but nope. And again, keep in mind that, you know, the question is why do they want to do this, right? Why is Mayor Johnson willing to bankrupt the city of Denver to defund the police so we can have more illegal immigrants? You got to ask yourself, there's a powerful motivation there somewhere, because it defies all common sense. And I think it's twofold. I think one part of it is the replacement theory that they don't want anyone to talk about, right? They want to replace people who are suddenly saying, I think I kind of like Donald Trump. I think I kind of like the Republicans, with these people who, you know, just get their name, register them to vote, get them in a motor vehicle, Department of Motor Vehicle thing. Then you can send ballots out and then you collect the ballots.
Yeah.
So these are votes. But I also think they want to undermine society, right? They want to transform, as Obama said, America.
Fundamentally
transform America. I mean, what do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. I don't think they think of it in those terms. I think only the intelligentsia do. But the average Democrat doesn't go, I'll destroy society. No, just we've got to protect those tranny kids. That's, you know, we got to get gender affirming care. Yeah, because I'm a caring person. You know, Democrats just are told what to do and they go lock Stephanie away.
Right. Well, and this from Sandra. I was talking to my niece in Iowa recently, and she was telling me that an elementary school in Decorah, Iowa, she didn't know the name, has children that believe they are cats and meow, etc. Time to stop the U.S. Department of Education and teachers' unions. Yeah, you know, again, this is all part of I think it's bigger. On one hand, that's to sort of immediately separate kids from their families, right? To tell kids, you don't need to listen to your parents, you need to listen to us. And fundamentally then to transform society, right? To where nothing matters. I think it's interesting that they aim it at children. I think that there is very much a pedophilia thing going on there, right?
Sure.
Where they're like, these are, you know, everything is allowed. If you're attracted to somebody, you're attracted to somebody, and that's okay. You know, like I said, it'd be like saying, if you're a rapist, I am sexually attracted to people who don't want me to have sex with them.
Yeah.
So I force it, right? Yeah. And so you shouldn't punish me. I mean, seriously, I think that's where it's going. And you see things, there was the Libs of TikTok had a thing. There was a Facebook group. It was a LGBTQ Facebook group, a dating site, right, for kids as young as 8 years old.
Ah.
And the kids were supposed to send their picture and their phone number and their address in to this dating site, right? Eight-year-olds. Now, apparently Facebook took it down.
Oh.
Now, Facebook, of course, if we tried to put something about Russia, Facebook would say that was bad. That was violating the community standards. But to have...
Can you imagine what Facebook's community standards are?
Well, and I think the only reason they did it, and I thank God for places like... Libs of TikTok that find this sort of stuff, right? And people send it to them and then they can get the word out. But I think that's where all of that is going. So Sandra, you know, in part, it's like if you tell a kid meow, meow, and they're like, your parents don't understand you. And then you're like, you know, this is okay. Everything is okay. And don't tell your parents. It's from Karen Cataline. There's a great line from the play, The Pride of Miss Jean Brodie. Give me a child at an impressionable age and she is mine for life. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely, Karen. That's what they're going for. And then as Sandra says, they were at the school in Iowa telling kids not to tell their parents. But still, once again, as I always say, I listen, you know, we have a 13-year-old son, Rev. There is some hope. I was telling Jenny this story yesterday. So and Rev's not in his class, but at his school, there was a kid in a younger grade who, and I don't think they let the kid wear this at the school, but kind of like in the after school, the kid was wearing dog paws and a dog mask and was saying he was a dog. Now, it's hard to tell anymore, right? Because little kids may actually just, I mean, you know, I thought I was a pony, right? Kind of thing. And they're, you know, pretending to be that. Or is this kid like a furry in training or something? But Rev said his one said they were, you know, the kid, they were kind of playing football, and the kid first they said to the kid, what kind of dog are you? And the kid didn't really know what kind of dog he was. But then he abandoned all thing because he couldn't catch. As it turns out, if you're wearing a football or a dog mask and you have and you have paws on your hands, it's kind of hard to play football with the other kids. So there is hope. He abandoned the furry costume in order to play football with the other kids. So you have that. Oh, Sanders said, no, I don't know that. I meant that the many schools everywhere were and are telling kids not to tell their parents. Yes, exactly. But again, look at Rev and his friends. They kind of take care of things on their own, huh?
We hope.
We hope. Well, then, any final thoughts before we wrap up on the whole FISA thing? What do you think is going to happen Monday?
It'll fail. The warrant thing will fail. It'll be close, but it'll fail. The Republicans will, you know, a couple will cave in and vote for it. But when it gets down to it, you know, pressure will be from Johnson and the rest of them. So it'll just, failed again. Yay.
And ask yourself heading in.
And if it passes, then they'll go to the Senate and they'll take it out. Yeah. And then conference will remove it because they must spy. You know, it is their God-given duty to spy on us and make our lives miserable.
Comments from Jacob starting yesterday. FBI Director Wray warned the country that there may be a massive attack on the U.S. This was to get Congress to pass the FISA extension. Right. I mean, it's like, and then now there's all that stuff about Israel. Exactly right. And then Jacob, we always fail. Jacob, this could be true. And from James, rather. And Jacob, after that, there will be a barrage of commercials saying that Congress has to pass the FISA extension. And then Sandra says, I'm ready for that Friday drink. LOL, another great show. Sandra, on that note, I think we will call the vote. Is that what are they saying?
Call the vote.
Call the vote. All in favor of retiring for a drink and party Friday, say aye. The ayes have it. We will see you all.
Take care, everybody.
Monday. Have a great weekend.